Yesterday I told you that King David agreed not to go to the front lines, but had a little caveat in his acquiescence to that very thought. 2 Samuel chapter 18 verses 4 and 5 say this, "And the king ordered Joab and Abishai and Ittai, deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave orders to all the commanders about Absalom." The idea behind dealing gently is to deal softly or warmly or soothingly. And the question that we need to ask is this a statement that sounds worthy of Absalom? Absalom, the one who took matters into his own hands, shirking the law of God and murdering his half-brother Amnon. Absalom, the one who grew impatient with Joab and burned his fields to get his attention. Absalom, the one who worked with subtlety and secrecy, fooling the men of Israel into thinking that he was a better judge and better manager and would make a better king than his father David. Absalom, the one who blew the trumpet and announced war upon his own father. So does this statement made by David sound like the statement a king would make regarding an enemy, a threat to his kingdom? No, it doesn't sound like that at all. But does this statement sound like a statement that a father would make towards a son? Well, yes. Yes, it does. David desires gentleness rather than justice. David's love for his son overwhelms his sensibility, and his hope or wishes for his son cloud his thinking and lead to his passivity. And this is the conflict. David's earthly, fatherly desire versus what his role as the anointed king and doing what is best for the kingdom of God. I'm sure we can identify with this, especially those of you who are parents. You want to believe the best about your kids. You want to believe that they have the best intentions. You want to believe that they are coming to their senses even as we speak, and that they don't intend to bring any harm on anyone, that they are just maybe a little off course. And if you could just show them a little bit more love, and if people would join you in dealing gently with them, then they would turn things around. He or she, they just need more time, more space, more understanding. But we haven't seen any repentance on the part of Absalom, have we? We haven't seen any remorse in his words or actions. We haven't seen any indication that there is a positive movement towards holiness. We have only seen Absalom operate according to his own agenda and the pursuit of his own kingdom, his own selfishness. We have only seen a pushing from one extreme to the next in the pursuit of his own desires. So this is the tension. What will happen in regards to these instructions by King David, father of Absalom? Well, as we keep reading the story, the next set of verses gives us the summary of the battle that took place. Three verses. No details except that the battle took place in the forest, and the forest's terrain was more responsible for more of the victory given to the King David's side than the actual soldiers. It's a short battle scene, and the battle is not what is important. What is important is what happens to Absalom. So what happens? Well, you got to come back next time to find out. Or just read for yourself in 2 Samuel chapter 18. As you pray today, please remember Doug and Diane Lee, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Song Hey Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.